You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek, it's intriguing to see how this match pans out because Eddie Howe's side played very entertaining football in the Championship last season, scoring 98 goals. Only MK Dons, incidentally, scored more in the top four flights. As mentioned on last week's podcast, Villa have lost their two most influential players in Fabian Delph and Christian Benteke. All the cash in the lead-up to the match, Derek, has been for Bournemouth in this one.
Yeah, and I know why, because Bournemouth have been punters for a long time, haven't they? You know, for most accumulators that involve the lower division team over the last few seasons have included Bournemouth, and they've kept doing a business. So I think they've done enough damage to bookmaker profits over the years, and that's why they're artificially short here. I mean, this is a side playing in the Premier League for the first time in its history against a team that's been around there for many, many years. Okay, a team has struggled most of the time, but they've still got hardened Premier League experience. Yeah, I know. I've had a downer on them after them selling Benteke and Delph, because they're definitely going to be involved in a relegation dogfight. But Bournemouth are shorter in the betting to go down than Villa are. And yet, you know, they're comfortably the favourites to win this game. I just think they're underpriced. Yeah, they scored 98 goals last season. But, you know, people say goals are harder to come by in the Premier League, especially if you're Villa. But I think the prices are wrong. Yeah, put a gun to my head, who would win this game? I would say Bournemouth, but I'm not going to touch them at evens. Villa are nearly 3-1. That's too big for me. I'm going to go for them.
Aston Villa 27-10 to win this game. Lee, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I actually think all three promoted teams could have decent opening day games, to be honest with you. I think the opportunity here to win the game, and, you know, the odds reflect that. You know, and I agree with Derek from a betting point of view. Very hard to touch a promoted team at those kind of odds. Villa are such a hotspot, though, aren't they? 9 new signings. I mean, I like some of them. I like Gestede. I think he's a good signing. I think Mika Richards would be a good signing. You know, he shouldn't have left the Premier League, in my opinion. Sinclair, obviously, you know, we know he can do it in the Premier League. The jury is obviously out on the foreign signings. I just think that home advantage, a bit like Leicester started the season last year, how they started with such, you know, vigour and such kind of a push and momentum, and they have got goals. I could quite easily be accused of chasing a bit of value here. I'm going to go for Bournemouth to win and over 2.5 goals in the match.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.